Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Petrano.
Minutes after 8 on this Thursday morning. A great day in Wisconsin as the State Fair opens. Got a few things ahead to tell you what to look for today, how you get in at a discounted price, and everything happening at the fair on day one. Want to start with this breaking news, just quickly updating you. You heard it on the top of the hour, and ABC News is on top of it. Word of a prisoner swap, which will bring home Americans Paul Whelan and Alan Gershkovich, among others. Whelan being held for the last 6 years in a Russian prison. He is a Marine, and I think his name last came up in some controversy over one of these last deals. Remember when Brittany Griner was had her release secured? She was the WNBA player who was being held, and Americans were going, well, hey, what about our Marine who's still over there? Biden administration said at the time, look, that's not off the table, but it didn't work for this particular situation. Whelan said to be among those who is coming home. Also, Alan Gershkovich, or Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter who's been held for less time than has Whelan, his court proceedings only recently in the news. Four Russians headed back to Moscow, among others. So we are learning more details of this prisoner swap with Russia. Historic, said to be the largest exchange of prisoners since the Cold War. We are on top of that with our partners at ABC News. Get you another update on that in the bottom of the hour. A couple of family-related items to bring to your attention today. One is anecdotally obvious. Like anytime you talk to people, look around, and you just kind of can see. Fewer young people want to have kids. And I say anecdotally, right, because you have young people in your life, Michelle. You know, and you look at millennials and Gen Z, and you're just like, yeah, they're not having kids, or at least they haven't started. New survey data out on that, which I will share with you in a moment. First, this. While overall marriage rates in the U.S. are said to be up and divorce rates down, our politics are dividing us more and more. Talk about anecdotally obvious, right?
That does not surprise me at all, actually.
Well, apparently it's starting to lead to divorce. It's not just arguments. It's not just fights. It's not just stress. Like, people are getting divorced over their politics. Article in Axios, political and ideological differences are increasingly playing a role in Washington divorces and custody battles, D.C. area lawyers tell Axios. Now, this piece comes out of the nation's capital, where you do expect to have a higher concentration of people who are political, not only in their personal, but their professional lives. So they're surrounded by it. They're immersed in it. The national political news in Washington is the local news. So you're surrounded by it constantly. But it rings true. You know, I meet more and more people who share the story about how they've tried to cut back on political conversations at home. Started talking about it at Thanksgiving, like, hey, let's not do it at Thanksgiving. But more and more, like, the dinner table. Bad place to talk politics.
If you're on opposite sides.
I guess it works out, right? If everybody's in agreement, then you can all be angry together or overjoyed or whatever it is that you're having. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's hard, though, because if you're, you know, like, I like to think I'm a somewhat smart person. I work in the news. My wife is an intelligent person. Like, these are the things that happen. We're plugged in. We're politically astute. And this is the story of what's going on. What do you talk about today? Hey, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? It's hard not to talk about politics.
It's hard to talk about politics politely if you disagree.
And then there's that, because you get heated. And I guess the good rule of thumb they say is, Can you at least listen to the other person? You don't have to agree. And why am I telling you something? Am I telling you this because I just wanted to express my thoughts and look for your empathy, your consideration? Or am I always trying to change your mind? Those are two different goals, right? If somebody's just going through something, or hey, I want to talk to you about this, that's fine. It's another thing if you're constantly trying to, yeah, see what your guy did over here? See what she did over there? Nobody wants that.
And you're not going to, let's face it, people, you're not probably not going to change the other person's mind with your opinions and your facts and whatever you have in your arsenal of political knowledge. Probably not going to change the other person's mind unless they're open to new ideas or, you know, want to change their own minds.
And the next person to change their mind because of what you posted on Facebook will be the first. So let's right. let's all remember that, right?
from the Axios article, this is the first time in local lawyer Cheryl News' more than 35-year career that she's seen political and ideological differences factor into so many divorces. Here's her quote. It's no longer who do you want for president. It branches into many other areas of how you have to relate to your spouse. She says, think about all the things that are political now, whether to send the kids to public or private school. How do you support a child who may identify as LGBTQ plus or that child's friends? How do you talk about that child's friends? And it's not just the divorce then. After the divorce, it's the battle for ideology over the children. This also from the article. These kinds of divides are also playing a big role in custody battles, and some clients are even going back to court to modify existing custody agreements because they think the other parent's views have become too extreme. I mean, and that's a shame. But fair enough, too. Like, you want your children to have a bright, prosperous future. And, you know, it's not just trivial if you have deeply held beliefs about the future of our country one way or another to suggest that I would like my child to understand and espouse those beliefs. I mean, I certainly believe in, we do talk some politics at the dinner table. I like that my kids are somewhat politically interested. And I say, like, your politics are your politics. I'm not trying to change your mind. I just, you know, I want you, whatever your position is, I might challenge you just to get to you, just to make sure that you've reasoned your way into that, that you've not espoused a certain view because I saw this on TikTok. Well, did you look into it? Right? Did you research that? Did you go to a second source, a third source? Have you asked someone you know and trust who you think is a good and decent person? Do you have thoughts on this? Like, I just want to see that they've reasoned their way through it. If we ultimately get to different places, then fine. But don't just sort of float around in the universe and let TikTok tell you how to think.
Well, and that's so easy to do nowadays with TikTok,
right?
And social media and, you know, extremely biased sources of information, whether it be right or left, you know, it's all out there.
Or true or
untrue. Right.
How is truth even defined anymore, right? I mean, we both see a car accident, right? I say the red car ran the light. You say the blue car ran the light. We both believe what we saw. I believe I saw the red car run the light. You're like, no, it was the blue car. Which one of us is telling the truth?
Well, one of us is probably recording it on our phone.
There you go.
So we can go back and review the footage.
Another thing from a different article, cost of raising kids, the number one reason a near majority now of adults in the U.S. under 50 say they are unlikely ever to have children. Study by Pew Research Center, 47% of adults under 50 say they're unlikely ever to have kids. That's up 10% from 2018. 57% of adults under 50 who say they're unlikely to ever have kids say a major reason is they just don't want to.
Okay.
I do appreciate that.
That's fine.
You know what, man? I don't want to.
That's fine.
It certainly beats the alternative of I don't want to, but we did anyway because this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, guess what? Having kids is real hard.
Do we have an updated cost of what it is to raise a child these days? Because it used to be like $250,000, but like from birth to 18.
Right. I do have a new figure for you on that. And cost, another driving factor in these decisions not to have kids. 31% of those ages 50 and older without kids cite cost as a reason that they will never have kids. According to Forbes, the average American family now faces the daunting prospect of spending over $300,000 to raise a child to the age of 17. So that doesn't even take into account college tuition or costs after that.
Not including college.
Correct. $300,000. So that means
a house.
We're in for $1 million each.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
Oh my God.
So it's fair, and it is a problem if you look at a declining birth rate in our country, not just for how are we going to continue to do business, how are we going to continue to operate as a nation, but also Social Security, right? We need younger people to pay in for the payouts that are going today. And that math doesn't work out real well. So let's do what we can to keep that conversation civil there. Fewer divorces and more kids. 8:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Putting a ribbon around our last conversation, one of the other challenges in couples who disagree over the politics is Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. He's like, don't you talk a little politics before you get married, make sure you guys align? right?
That's got to be one of the big, you know, the big five or ten, you know, politics, religion. Are we having kids? Like, what
makes sense, right?
Money.
I think two things on that. When you're young and when you're in love, you think, it's fine. We'll work it out, right? But I love you and whatever. And, you know, so, yeah, we disagree, but it's good. So it's robust. We, you know, my future spouse is intelligent. I like having intelligent conversation. Good, good, good. But then, you know, like maybe pressures of life, things change and whatever. And some of that luster wears off and then things bother you.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think that's one of the things. The other thing is sometimes people move. Like my politics moved a little bit from when we were younger, my wife and I, when we got married. And then when I moved here to Milwaukee from Green Bay, my politics moved. I don't know if I would say dramatically, fairly dramatically. I don't find myself in the extreme one way or another, but my politics changed. So we were aligned much more early on, and then my politics changed a little bit. And that can be hard on people as well. Like, this is not your position before. Now how are you over here? And we didn't disagree, but now we do. So when one or the other of you move in that relationship, that can cause some things. The other thing I didn't do was golf a lot. She's like, I don't know. We got married. You like maybe golfed once in a while. Now you're like every week. I'm golf guy.
Well,
when did this happen?
I mean, your kids are grown. Like you don't have time for that stuff when they're babies.
Right.
So I get that. My husband is getting out more too.
Right. Okay. Good for you. Gates open on the Wisconsin State Fair in, just about an hour and a half, 10 o'clock this morning. All very exciting. If you pay full price to get into Wisconsin State Fair, you just didn't try very hard. Piggly Wiggly $5 day today to benefit Hunger Task Force. So what you got to do is you donate a couple of cans of what they call healthy fruits or vegetables, or you can make a cash donation at the admission gate at State Fair, and you get $5 admission. That deal is good until 4 o'clock today. And we have that for you. What else? You want to know who's playing tonight? Let me see. If it's any indication, it could be a banner year for the fair. EAA up there, Air Venture Oshkosh, they had another record year for attendance. So my prediction is that this is going to be a huge year for Wisconsin State Fair. Like, I feel like we are in fair mode.
Back to normal.
Yeah. WTMJ broadcasting live from the Bank 59 studios on the fairgrounds, just across from the Expo Center. We're right by, do they call that the mall? What's the grassy area there across from the cream puff joint?
Maybe the quad, no?
The quad, the area, the park, the thing, I don't know. Well, we're right there.
The commons?
Adjacent, yeah, I think it is, maybe.
Okay.
Adjacent to the Wisconsin Expo Hall, which of course has chamois guy and mop guy and carpet
guy,
blender guy. I love those people. I'll go in there and sit there. It's just wonderful.
I go in and I'm like, I think we need a hot tub.
Don't you?
Look, this one's really nice.
How have I lived my whole life without this here product, this massager or this whatever it is? So that's where we will be. Our studio's there. We'll start with the Political Power Hour next. That goes through our evening programming, including Sandy Mack. She's live there with What's on Tap. We get the upswing, midday news spanning the state, afternoon news, all live at the Wisconsin State Fair. So again, that fair deal, Piggly Wiggly gets you in for $5 when you make a couple of donations to Hunger Task Force.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
It's not Journey. It's Journey from the Heart. Journey from the Heart is the name of the band, cover band here that pay tribute to and Heart. Sound really good. I was listening to a bunch. I hadn't heard of this particular group before. Really sound good. They're on the big show for the Bank 59 stage tonight. That's free with your admission. The Bank 59 has entertainment through the day on their stage. This band takes stage at 8:30. And then comedy on the State Fair main stage. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias is the 7:30 show. You saw Charlie Behrens a couple years ago?
A couple years ago, yep. He was great.
You like comedy in that big, wide open space? I don't know. I've done stand-up. It's hard given, you know, any environment. It's hard still if you feel separated from your audience. You feed off the audience.
Well, he was in the audience. I mean, he was out and about and doing his thing. And, you know, he's Midwest guy. That's his thing. And
yeah.
We were all Midwest.
Right.
Every single person there could totally relate to everything that he was saying. And so it was a very good time. He did a great job. I'm sure tonight will be awesome as well.
Opening ceremony is at 11 o'clock this morning at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh,
Well, he hasn't won any medals yet, but he has certainly gained the hearts of millions of people across the globe. Henrik Christensen is a 27-year-old Olympic swimmer from Norway, and he is making a name for himself through TikTok videos about a favorite delicacy that he's discovered in the Olympic Village.
Okay. Henrik, what's Henrik like?
He likes the chocolate muffins.
Okay.
He likes them so much that he has made like 10 videos about them on TikTok.
Okay.
And I mean, he just seems completely obsessed with them. But the videos range from romantic, like he and the muffin watch a sunset together.
That's funny.
To illicit, a little dirty, where a teammate finds him in bed with a bunch of muffins.
Okay. That's more on the creepy side, but still I'll allow funny.
And apparently one of them is filming a hostage video. I don't know, but millions of people have fallen in love with this guy
with
for
Henrik?
His love of muffins. And you would think, you know, these Olympic athletes, do they eat dessert? But he is a huge dessert fan. And he says, you know, an athlete of his caliber, they have to eat like 7,000 calories a day sometimes. So
it's got to come from somewhere.
You can't do that eating salads. So you got to have your muffins, right?
Henrik does, I guess. Yes.
He still has a chance to win some medals this weekend.
Is he like, now is he competitive in that field or is he just like, is he going to win a medal, do you think? Or is he just kind of like one of the most athletes who don't actually medal at the Olympic Games? Which is fine. Then he's found his different gold
here. He's still an Olympian. He finished 25th in the 800 meter freestyle Monday. He'll race the 1500 meter freestyle on Saturday. And the 10-kilometer marathon swim.
Oh my gosh!
This is all according to Sports Illustrated.
Right. I'm not suggesting. Just let me be clear that those who don't medal at the Olympics are somehow not extraordinary athletes. Like you're
They're
at the Olympics. Understood.
You're the best of the best.
I just meant like, does the guy have a chance to medal here?
A chance, absolutely. Everyone's got a chance.
All right. Well, as I said, Henrik has already found his gold at these Olympic Games. 8:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
William Contreras gets the day off. I should have known that. Pat Murphy looked like he was in a fight today.
This is your chance to be a professional baseball player.
People still don't recognize us.
For 5 minutes. Virtually, of course.
We're contenders now.
Welcome to Virtual Baseball on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Play ball!
Virtual Baseball is sponsored by Siding Unlimited. It's siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing guaranteed. Visit SidingUnlimited.com. Joining us on the line today from Menominee Falls is Mike, who is ready to play virtual baseball. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, Mike, if you win today, I can get you 2 tickets to see your Milwaukee Brewers and 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. How do you like them apples?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I'd love it.
Okay, glad to have you playing with us. Greg, do you want me to recite the rules?
No, I got the rules right here for you.
Greg Pancake Hill is going to lead us, Mike, here in virtual baseball today.
Love to give you tickets, but can't just give them away, Mike. You got to win, and here's how you do it. There are 20 Brewers highlights labeled 1 through 20. It'll be you and Vince. We'll each select 3 highlights of the same list of 20. Your score is determined by the number of runs scored in the highlight. If it's a 2-run home run, that's 2 runs for you. If there's a single but no runs, that means there are no runs scored. There are no ghost runners. All right, Mike, would you like to be the home team or the away team?
Definitely the home team.
The home team. So okay. Up to bat first is Vince Vetrano.
He's up first.
1-20. What do you got?
Who also,
good luck, Vince.
Thank you, man. By the way, also, Mike, like, I hope I lose. I want you to win these tickets because if you don't win, they just go back in the vault,
the sportsmanship
I guess
is through the roof on this segment.
All right, give me cut number 4, Greg.
Number 4, Sal Frelick.
1-0. Frelick, ground ball, left side. Hayes has it and throws him out. 7 no-hit innings from Paul Skeens.
All right. Oh, they got a Skeens game there.
How many Skeensy highlights do you have?
I don't know. Hopefully not a lot. This is going to be a pitcher's duel. All right. Your second swing, sir.
Number 6.
Number 6. It is Jackson Churio.
Brings home the pitch. High drive out to right center field. Hilliard racing back. Still back. It is off the top of the wall in right center. Hoskins chugging around third. Hoskins is going to slide in there in front of the throw. And the Brewers have tied it up.
All right. Okay. Nice rippy for you, Mr. Vetrano. Well done.
Haskins made me a little nervous there.
That was a good call by Lane. It was like, is it going to score? Love the anticipation. All right. Your third swing.
1-0 for me, and I will take cut number 8.
Cut number 8, Joey Ortiz.
Adames bouncing around at second base. Pitch to Ortiz. A line drive base hit to right. They'll send Adames. The ball gets by Thomas.
Oh!
Adames scores. Frelick scores. Ortiz is on his way to third. He'll be held there.
All right. That's 2 runs plated. Vincent, 3 swings, scores 3 runs. All right, Mike, some ground to cover, but not out of the woods.
Vince did too well there.
I don't know, man. You know what? There are some grand slams even in here.
Oh, absolutely.
I like your chances here, Mike.
Okay. I would like number 7.
Number 7 is Jackson Churio.
1-0. Drill deep to left. Watch this baby. Way, way back. Way, way gone. Second deck. Game tying home run.
Yeah, Josh. Great call.
Have yourself a weekend at Target Field.
Yeah, Josh. Great call. But that's only 1 run.
Hey.
As exciting as it is, only 1 run. Still got some ground to cover. Your next swing, Mike.
Number 13.
Number 13 today, Rhys Hoskins.
1-2 pitch. High fly.
Whoop.
Deep left center field. Up. This is to the wall and playable right in front of the wall.
Oh, man. All right. One more swing, Mike. It's currently 3-1. Vinny's up, but you could change the game. You could walk it off here or tie it.
Number 17.
Number 17. Let me find it here.
Jimmy Gantner.
Willie Adames.
1-2 pitch. Willie a swing and a miss. Went after an elevated fastball and strikes out.
Oh, Mike. I'm sorry, buddy. That was a tough beat. That was not the best of outings from you. A lot of small ball played this week.
Well, thank you. I still had fun. It was good.
And that's what it's all about.
Sorry I won, Mike. Have a good one.
Next time, you got to be a little bit more strikeouts.
I don't think we can do that. Like, there's contest rules. We can't. Can you give them the state fair?
That's kind of what I was wondering.
All right. You know what, Mike? Fine. All right. I've made an executive decision along with having consulted Greg Hill. Oh,
bring it up in marketing.
Hang on the line.
Oh,
we'll get you those
awesome
state fair tickets.
I'm going to get you state fair, Mike. We'll get you into the grounds.
And me and Greg, we might be in trouble.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we might be in trouble, but Mike was such a good sport. There's a lot of good sportsmanship there, so we'll take it.
All right. Hang on the line, my friend.
All sorts of good stuff.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not really hot.
Right.
No, not hot. It's just nice. Check swing on a breaking ball down low and inside. It's 1 ball and no strikes on Rosario. It's good. I mean, it really is good. When you talked about it as putting it on a brat, look at that, cheese, spread. And when I tried it, you were right on. Strike on a breaking ball. It's even at 1-1.
I mean, we're in Wisconsin. We'll put cheese on our cake.
Oh, man, I use it for underarm.
TMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. This morning rain should be moving out. We do have a chance of scattered evening storms and a high of 85 degrees. Showers and storms possible early tonight, low down to 71. Friday's high 83 degrees, just a chance of some showers early in the day. Right now, Milwaukee already up to 78 degrees. As we close out the program, the Packers indeed have revealed their white helmets. Talked earlier this week about the possibility, there were rumors, there were things that when the Packers went with white uniforms, sort of the whiteout uniform, that they would also throw in a white helmet. So they just posted to Twitter inside the hour, or sorry, X or whatever we're calling it now, whiteout conditions at Lambeau Field will arrive early this year. They've got a number of posts. There's one that offers you pictures. Do you want to see the pictures of the whiteout helmet? Okay. How many pictures? 66.
I was hoping for that many.
It's a white helmet. I mean, Maybe you're into it, maybe you're not, but why do you need dozens of pictures?
Oh, here come the texts. Uh-oh, Vinny's bailing on the Packers. Thought he was an owner.
Yes.
Here they come.
66 pictures of the white helmet. I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
Is it just the helmet, or is it players wearing the helmet?
So in some cases, it's players wearing the helmet. Yes.
All right, so at least it's not 66 angles of just the helmet sitting there on the team bench or whatever.
It's fine. 66 photos.
How many photos?
66. 8:58, Political Power Hour, live from Wisconsin State Fair with Steve Scafidi is up next.